escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
October 30th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1969, what was meant to be an elaborate orbital docking experiment started to fall apart. Soyuz 7 and 8 were intended to dock with each other in Earth orbit while being filmed by the crew of Soyuz 6. But the radar gear that was supposed to make it easy and safe was on the blink, and the mission was scrubbed. X-Files creator Chris Carter was born on this day in 1956. Stargate SG-1's Christopher Judge was born today in 1964.
There are many hundreds of Goa'uld larvae on Chulak.
Chulak?
Yeah, right. You're kidding, right?
It's one of the few worlds in all the galaxy with such an abundance.
Yeah, but Teal'c, if you recall last time we were there,
we had to shoot our way out, maybe made a bad impression.
It's out of the question. I can't authorize it.
Then I will speak of it no further.
And in 1997, the war to free Earth from a totalitarian regime was won, just barely, by the crew of Babylon 5.
Captain Sheridan, this is an emergency transmission. President Clark is dead. He took his own life before we could arrest him. But he left a message on his desk. Two words. Scorched Earth. Captain, I believe he's turned the defense grid toward Earth. We can't override the systems here. If you don't stop them, they'll fire in 10 minutes. The particle beams on those defense platforms can level 40% of the planet's surface. You have to stop them before they can fire.
Sheridan, to attack fleet. You heard the senator. All ships, fire at will. Delenn? We need you.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The Logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.